the businessman, and had learned to use both. He would use them both here, and a dash of sentiment as well, to build his theater, a traditional structure for traditional music with its entrance, the already established pub known as Gallagher's. The deal with the Gallagher's had been set, the ground broken for the project before he'd been able to hack through his schedule for the time he wanted to spend here. But he was here now, and he intended to do more than sign checks and watch. He wanted his hands in it. A man could work up a good sweat, even in May, in such a temperate climate, when he spent a morning hauling concrete. That morning, Trevor left the cottage he decided to rent for the duration of his stay, wearing a denim jacket and carrying a steaming mug of coffee. Now, a handful of hours later, the jacket had been tossed aside and a thin line of damp ran front and back down his shirt. He'd have paid £100 for one cold beer. The pub was only a short walk through the construction rubble. He knew from stopping in the day before that it did a brisk business midday, but a man could hardly quench his thirst with a chilly harp when he forbade his employees to drink on the job. He rolled his shoulders, circled his neck as he scanned the site. The concrete truck let out its continual rumble. Men relaying orders or acknowledging them shouted over it. Job music, Trevor thought. He never tired of it.